let us just say a brief prayer as we prepare for the Word of God. Let us pray. Lord God, we say thank you again for speaking to us. Thank you for even speaking to us through the moment that we just shared together with the children and with all of us together as participants, letting us know that because of your deep love for us, that we do have a responsibility that at times doesn't seem easy, but one that we have to make nonetheless. We do have to decide who we must serve as your people here on this earth. So we thank you for the opportunity. We ask now that you would speak by the power of your Holy Spirit to your people, that the hearts here gathered may be receptive, that they may be attentive. Lord, that you would release us now from those things that boggle us down, anxiety, worrying, illness, that this time we might spend, in the next several minutes, we might spend them with you, listening to what you have to say for us, for our lives, for our families, and for us gathered here today as Christians. It is in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that I pray. Amen. The scripture lesson for this morning is being taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 1 and 2, and then verses 14 through 18. And I'll read those in your hearing. Then Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. Verse 2 says, Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods." In verse 14, he says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household," Joshua says, "we will serve the Lord." Verse 16 says, "Then the people answered, 'Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm grateful that when Gary did his greeting that he introduced all of us as friends. And it is my pleasure and an honor to be back here at Second Reformed of Hackensack to share with you in this worship experience. As I share with you, as Jesus says to his disciples at a certain point in their relationship, he says to them that, "I don't talk to you any longer as master or teacher, but he says that I talk to you as friends." And I'm glad that Jesus gives us the opportunity to speak to one another as friends, to speak to one another because certain things that we talked about, we can't choose. Sometimes we can't choose family, and sometimes it's probably true we can't choose our friends. But somehow friends seem to come together in a way where it is important at the right time of our lives, and sometimes friends tell us things that really encourage us. Sometimes friends tell us things that challenge us. But I'm glad that Jesus Christ is our ultimate friend who speaks to us as such and gives us an opportunity to go forward in this earth to do a work for him that is greater. Since the last time I visited with you, there has so much that has gone on in the world. So much is going on in our world today, this week. But somehow God is still keeping us through Jesus Christ. God is still keeping us together. He's still keeping us here. I'm sure some of us have experienced some heartache, probably some hard times, some struggles. But nonetheless, we still gather here on Sunday mornings in this particular place to worship the Lord together. I'm saying that because sometimes no matter where we worship, where we are, whether it be me at Faith Chapel Reformed Church in Patterson or you here at Second Reformed Church of Hackensack, there's sometimes when we get certain comfort level And we have to be reminded that we do have a choice to make as Christians. And that choice that we are required to make is something, surprisingly, that's not forced on us. It's something, surprisingly, that is not said because we live in the land that we live in. We're not forced to do anything outside of obeying the laws, outside of other things that are legalistic. But in terms of faith and belief and religion, we aren't forced. We are free to believe what we like to believe. We are free to move forward and worship what we like. But sometimes Christians, we all get comfortable. Sometimes we get comfortable in just saying, oh no, I'm a Christian. Oh no, I worship at Second Reformed. Oh, I worship at Faith Chapel or wherever your house of worship is. And there are times like this morning where we need to be reminded, like Joshua reminded the Israelites. Joshua was near the end of his life. He was near the end of his time spent with the Israelites, and they had gone through a lot together. As you might remember a lot of the story, Joshua picked up where Moses left off. He brought them into the promised land. He got them settled. And somehow, towards the end of his life, the Israelites had gotten too settled. They had gotten too comfortable. So much so that they started to slip back into old habits, into old patterns. And we're familiar with that. If we talk about the one thing that the world struggles against, I would say it's diet, it's weight. It's what we're eating, how we're not eating. We go into a season of, I'm going to work out, I'm going to walk, I'm going to eat right, and then the holidays come. Here's Thanksgiving, here's Christmas, here's Easter, here's anything so I can eat what I want. But the truth is that we slip back sometimes into old habits. When I asked the young people standing up here this morning, what would you choose? Would you choose this? Would you choose that? They told me, yeah, I'll choose this, and this is why. I'll choose that because it's why. But the truth is, when it's in terms of Christianity, in terms of our belief system, there are lots of times we get comfortable. We get comfortable and sometimes doing those things that have nothing to do with Jesus Christ, that have nothing to do with the lives of other people, that have nothing to do with the great commission that Jesus left his disciples with when he told us, all of us, to go ye therefore into all the nations and compel people to come, love one another, commission people, tell them to come in, share with them this joy that you found, this love that you found, this new formed life that you found. Sometimes we get comfortable because we're all friends. We're all family. We're comfortable here. We're comfortable sitting among one another. We're comfortable at the fellowship hour afterward. But what about those people who do not know who Jesus Christ is? Do they have a right? Do they have an opportunity? Do they have a right to come into a house of worship so they can hear many of the good things that have happened to all of us? Do they have a right to come in and experience the healing power? Do they have the right to come in? To come in and to hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Not just from the person who stands here at the pulpit, but from each of you, because your lives have been blessed and your lives have been enriched because of what Jesus has done for each of you, for your families, for those who you love. Joshua assembled all the tribes of Israel at Shechem. He summoned the elders, the leaders, the judges, and the officials of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And then Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago your ancestors, including Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates River and worshipped other gods." Some of us may be thinking, well, Cheryl, that's not my story. We worship the one and the true living God. We worship Jesus Christ. We worship God the Father through his Son. But the truth is, if we just stopped, if we took a moment, if we took a little bit of an inventory from the youngest one in the room to the older one in the room, if we took some inventory to see what are those things that we've gone back to, what are those things that we have gotten comfortable with that don't have anything to do with Christianity, that don't have anything to do with the life of someone else, that don't have anything to do with seeing how I can help someone else who's not just within these walls, who's not just within my family, who are not just my friends, who are not just on my job, have I done in the last week, in the last month, in the last 6 months to welcome someone, to invite someone into this life that I found through Jesus Christ? Joshua was reminding the Israelites, in a sense, you all have become comfortable. We have become comfortable as Christians. And when I look at the day and the time that we all live in, we have no room for comfortability. We have no room to just be comfortable in what we're used to doing. And what happens is when we get comfortable, we go back to old ways. We started off by sharing about eating habits. There are other things that we get comfortable with. You're on a job, or you may be working, or you're in school, and you're doing well one semester, and then you kind of get lax and say, oh, well, I did well. But the truth is, for someone who's in school or in college or maybe going back for continuing education, if you do well one semester and then you allow your grades to slip, you notice that your grade point average has changed. And something about a grade point average that I've learned in college and beyond, once it gets down, it's pretty hard to get it back up. But the truth is, for the Christian, because of the grace of Jesus Christ, all we have to do is make a decision. Once we've been charged, once we've been commissioned, all we have to do is to be reminded of that place where we first began. Be reminded of the place where, when we started off, we were so on fire for the work of the ministry. We were thinking about others. We were drawing others in because of those things that we were blessed by. Joshua goes on in verse 14 and says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, Joshua says, we will serve the Lord. Last week this time, I had the honor of preaching at the Second Reformed Church of New Brunswick. The Second Reformed Church of New Brunswick is a very historic building. It's right across the street from New Brunswick Theological Seminary, the newly renovated New Brunswick Theological Seminary. But when I got to this facility, it's beautiful. It's older, it's so much history in New Brunswick in terms of the Reformed tradition. So much history. So much history I had to study and had to learn, but very, very enriching history. And I thought about some of the persons who greeted me when I got there. They shared with me some of the history of the building. They shared with me about all that had gone on in New Brunswick surrounding Second Reformed Church of New Brunswick. And I listened to a lot of the Reformed history. We talked a lot about the Reformation, but what I realized is, there are times when we have been privileged to experience a worship experience, something that has been established in the 1800s, in the 16th, 17th century. Somehow we take ownership of it, and that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing because someone has built, someone has labored, someone has lived a life to keep these houses of worship going. But the more we talk about those places where we worship and the places that have been built, and we know about the history, we know about the windows, we know about the cemetery, we know about all of these things, somehow we start to take a certain form of ownership that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, that has nothing to do with making sure that the persons who have no, absolutely nothing to do with this history are invited in just the same way. To understand the fact that when persons do come in, when persons are invited into a fellowship, they don't have to know the history. What they have to know is that Jesus Christ is Lord, is that he loves all of us, and that we're all welcome, we're all welcomed in. Now, at some point, history will be important, but that's not the thing that draws us. That's not what's drawing us one to another. It was an awesome experience last week being at New Brunswick Theological Seminary, and right across the street at Second Reformed. But the truth is, in the midst of that history, someone had worked like Moses. Someone had worked like Joshua. Someone had worked to draw the people in. Moses labored long and hard with the Israelites. And when his time was up, Joshua continued the process. And Joshua, now at the end of his life, says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness." Joshua didn't talk about the temple. Joshua says, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshiped beyond the Euphrates and in Egypt and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my households, we will serve the Lord." The truth is, today, on August 23rd, 2015, we have a choice to make. Someone is saying in their hearts, "I've made my choice already. Jesus Christ is my choice. I have chosen him." But the truth is what Joshua was doing for some of the Israelites is he was reminding them that your covenant needs to be renewed. Second Reformed, you are on to a new place in your worship experience. You're in the process of now commissioning a pastor to come to this great place of worship, to worship and fellowship among you as great people. You're in a new place. We're all in a new place. I'm in a new place of where I'm in a season where I'm not sure where the Lord is leading me. But what I have committed to is that wherever he leads me, I will go. And sometimes that's not easy when I've gotten comfortable. When I've got comfortable at Christian Healthcare Center, when I've got comfortable at Faith Chapel, when I've gotten comfortable in different places in my life, and Jesus is saying, "Cheryl, are you with me?" Because Jesus reminded the disciples in the Gospels, if those who are not for us, they're against us. The people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods." That's how we answer, right? All the time. "Oh no, far be it from us to serve anyone else but the Lord our God." "It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents out of Egypt and the land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes." That sounds like us. It sounds like, no, when we're challenged to do a better job, to do better works, right away we get defensive. We don't mean to. It's human nature. You want to defend those things that you stood for all these years. No, no, no. We do believe the Lord. Nope, we do trust God. Nope, we're going to go on trusting the Lord. Then the people answered, "Far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our parents out of Egypt from the land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations through which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all the nations, including the Amorites, who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God." Our challenge today and our sermon title is, "You have a choice to make." But the sermon title should be, "We have a choice to make." We have a choice to make wherever we are at this point in our lives. Not talking about family, not talking about careers, not talking about schooling. But talking about, we have a choice to make where we are at this point in our Christian walk. Wherever we are today at this point, we have an opportunity, as Joshua commissioned the Israelites, we have an opportunity to recommit ourselves to the work of the kingdom of God. We have an opportunity to recommit ourselves to the work of the ministry and the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have an opportunity to recommit. Joshua asking them, "Choose ye this day, choose you this day whom you will serve." And Joshua ends that statement by saying, "Because as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord." A statement, a scripture, a verse that has been used so many times in so many different ways. "As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord." But is that the truth? If we all looked individually in our own hearts, in our own homes, can we say that, "As for me and my house, we will and we have been serving the Lord"? Today is the day. Today is the day for us to recommit. Today is the day for us to recommit to say that I will look to the Lord for those things that I need to move and go forward doing. I will recommit myself to the work of the gospel ministry of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus even reminds us that no one comes unto the Father but through me. A lot of times it's more comfortable for us to say God the Father. Oh, God is. But a lot of times we don't mention Jesus in that. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that people are healed, as we've heard today, that demons tremble and flee, as the scriptures share with us, that we are able to make decisions that we need to make for our lives. And if you feel a little uncomfortable, it's a good thing. If in the middle of your chest you feel a little bit of a, wow, it's a good thing. Because that means that you and I are on our way to recommitment. We have choices to make. And today is that day. So I encourage you. I encourage you with the words of Jesus Christ. And I'll read those in your hearing from the Gospel of Matthew. And in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus is teaching the disciples. He goes through the Beatitudes. He's feeding. He's healing. But he gets to a point in the Gospel of Matthew in the 6th chapter. And this is what he says as we close. He's teaching the disciples about possessions, about money. And he says, don't store up treasures here on earth, where moth eat and destroy and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures, store our treasures in heaven, where moth and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. And when your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. Jesus says that no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And for those of us who money is not an issue, you cannot serve God and your jobs. You cannot serve God and just your family. We have to serve God with a spirit. Serve him in spirit and in truth. Understanding that Jesus Christ is our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. And again, the world that we live in today, the political eruption that we're going through even now, the murders, the martyrdom, the beheadings, the evil that's in our world. Today is the day. Today is the day where we have to make a choice of who we will serve. And I can recommit myself today to serve the Lord in a better way. I recommit myself, and I hope some of you will as well, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in a better way. Showing the love of Christ to others. Inviting others into not only my place of worship, but sharing with them first what the Lord has done for you. Sharing that Jesus has healed my family member, has blessed my friend, has given a job to someone who needed it. Just sharing with people is just that. But in sharing with them, we do have a choice to make. And Joshua commissions us today, and we have to remember that we have to choose ye this day. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is the word of God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your rich love. We thank you for your gentleness. We thank you for the way you love us and the way you speak to us and the way you call us friends. We thank you, God, that because you are our friends, that you can speak to us in such a way that we will be challenged to recommit ourselves and our ways and our lives to you, to recommit ourselves to the gospel ministry, not in the form some of us as preachers or teachers, but if we are Christians, we do have a story to tell. We do have a testimony to share. And we ask that from this day forward that we would go out into this world being better Christians for you so that someone might be drawn into the life of Christianity, drawn in to ask, who is this Jesus Christ? Drawn in to ask, what must I do to experience him and to experience salvation? We thank you for this place in the form of Second Reformed Church of Hackensack. I know, God, that you will do great things here. I know that you have great people here. And I pray for the increase. I pray for the harvest that will come that will continue the work here in this ministry. I thank you again, God, for this opportunity, and it's in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that I pray. Amen.